And here are some of the headlines from NPR News today. Palestinian leaders Yasser Arafat and Mahmoud Abbas are meeting today to discuss the roadmap to peace in the Middle East. The two have been at odds over which one of them has the final say in peace negotiations. And another American soldier was killed today in Iraq. NPR's Nick Spicer in Baghdad and Peter Kenyon in Israel will cover those stories later today on All Things Considered. Toronto just keeps getting hit with bad news regarding the SARS epidemic. Yesterday, health authorities quarantined a school in the suburbs of Canada's largest city, and thousands of students and teachers are affected. Additionally, the number of probable SARS cases in Toronto could rise to 60 or 70 as they reclassify how they count cases to be more in line with World Health Organization recommendations. Joining us now to talk about how people in Toronto view these recent developments is Margaret Wente, a columnist with the Toronto Globe and Mail. She's with us from her office in Toronto. Thanks for being with us.
Hello, Neil.
After the first bout of SARS, it looked like this was had been beaten. How are people reacting to this latest incident?
Oh, well, we just feel flattened. You know, we thought we were in the clear. 2 weeks ago, we understood that the cases were all over. There were no fresh cases, and we thought we were safe again. The World Health Organization said Toronto was SARS-free, and then, boom, a week ago today, there was a cluster of new cases. So now we have hospitals closed again. We have 1,500 teenagers in quarantine because one infected student went to school last week. You can imagine that that's how that's working out. It's not too perfect. So we just feel like here we go again. We're starting all over.
And what does this mean for people in Toronto? I mean, it's had a financial impact. It must be terrible for morale, if nothing else.
Well, you know, we feel like we should just put a sign around our necks that says condemned.
big S on your forehead. Yeah.
Well, you know, we've got crisis fatigue here because we not only have SARS, but we have mad cow disease in the West. And we have West Nile virus, which comes from mosquitoes, and it's the start of mosquito season. So we feel like the 10 plagues of Egypt have hit us.
Well, it's interesting. We called a number of people in Toronto today trying to find the right person to talk to about this. And a lot of the people we talked to, no, everything's fine. You mentioned West Nile virus. Are you in denial?
Well, you know, life for most of us, for 99.999% of us, is completely normal. Because, in fact, there's no danger unless you go right into a hospital and have a SARS patient breathe on you, which is not what most of us are doing. And this city is not like the pictures that you see in Beijing where people are running around with masks. People aren't doing that here. So we're living our lives surprisingly normally. We just feel that the rest of the world has absolutely no idea that it's really very safe here.
If you're in the movies or at a restaurant and somebody coughs, what does everybody do?
Well, yeah, we do kind of jump a little bit, I guess. And we're all washing our hands a lot more, I have to say that. The other thing that's disappeared, I think, is social kissing. That's really gone. that's gone for the moment. But, you know, most of us know that we really aren't in any danger at all. We're in far more danger from, from losing all that income from tourists who aren't going to show up this summer.
I've told hotel capacity is, down by about 25%.
Some hotels are running at 25% capacity, which means that they're pretty empty.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really bad.
I've also...
We have a big theater industry here, and those people are suffering too.
And I've also heard that some of the people who might star in some of those shows and some of the ball players who might go up to Sky Dome and play have expressed some reservations about going to Toronto.
Well, they've canceled, actually. There are a lot of celebrities who are sort of SARS-scared. We've had whole bunches of people cancel, everybody from the Pointer Sisters to Lisa Marie Presley. And I've got to tell you, those people are not very popular around here.
I bet not. So the Pointer Sisters are scaredy cats.
They're scaredy cats. Absolutely. Whoopi Goldberg is a scaredy cat, too, I am sorry to say.
Now, is there any plans underway to try to, get people out of this funk and we'll all live through it?
Well, yes. We're going to have a Stars Against SARS festival here on June the 21st. Featuring a bunch of Canadian musicians, and we hope that will rev everybody up again. Also, there's a move afoot to get the Rolling Stones to come and play a monster concert in Toronto.
I've never been known to fear a little virus every now and again.
No, I think for $10 million, they might be willing to show up.
Thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Margaret Wente is a columnist with the Toronto Globe and Mail, and she was with us from her office in Toronto. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.